Daily Prayers for an End to the Coronavirus Pandemic. Today, we pray for those family members with loved ones who are sick with the coronavirus and other illnesses, that they may be able to support and care for their loved ones who suffer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, hear us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you know we are suffering in many ways because of the afflictions caused by the COVID-19 virus. We pray today for the family, relatives, and friends of those who are sick, that they may know of your abiding presence, and that they may be healed in body and in spirit. Lord, for the families who care for sick loved ones, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who see their loved ones in pain, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who are distant from relatives who are sick, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who find seeing their loved ones suffer to be a very heavy burden, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who are afraid for sick loved ones, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who care for their sick relatives, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the family caregivers of the sick who feel lost, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the family whose care for sick loved ones causes them to feel alone, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families whose care for their sick relatives makes them feel isolated, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families whose sick loved ones are in the hospital, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who cannot afford care for their sick loved ones, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families whose care for their sick loved ones creates tremendous financial burdens, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the family whose care for their sick loved ones makes them feel far from you, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families of sick loved ones who have no one to pray for them, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who in their care for their sick loved ones feel unable to pray, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families with sick loved ones who worry about upsetting them, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families with sick loved ones who are mentally ill, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who care for their sick parents, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families whose care for their sick loved ones causes them to doubt their faith, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who cannot see their loved ones because of quarantine, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families who care for family members who are infirm, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families who care for loved ones with dementia, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families who care for loved ones who have cancer, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families with sick loved ones who are angry, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families with sick loved ones who are dying, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families with loved ones who are sick and on machines and uncomfortable, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families who are angry about the illnesses of their loved ones, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families who care for sick loved ones when they feel forgotten, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for brothers and sisters who care for their siblings, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families who care for their sick loved ones when they are overwhelmed, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families whose children are sick, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for husbands and wives who care for their sick spouses, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for the families whose care for sick loved ones causes them to despair, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families whose loved ones are near death, show them your love, O Lord. Lord, for families whose loved ones are in hospice care, show them your love, O Lord. A Litany of Saints. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, pray for us. Our Lady of Knock, pray for us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Saint Margaret of Scotland, pray for us. Saint Adelaide of Burgundy, pray for us. Saint Clotilde, pray for us. Saint Dagobert II, pray for us. Saint Leonidas of Alexandria, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Flue, pray for us. Saint Vladimir of Kiev, pray for us. Blessed Dorothy of Montau, pray for us. Saint Giles, pray for us. Saint Jude, pray for us. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, pray for us. Saint Martin de Porres, pray for us. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, pray for us. Saint Francis Cabrini, pray for us. From all sickness, deliver us, O Lord. From all suffering, deliver us, O Lord. From all pain, deliver us, O Lord. From all illness, deliver us, O Lord. From all chronic conditions, deliver us, O Lord. From all infections, deliver us, O Lord. From all injuries, deliver us, O Lord. From all struggle, deliver us, O Lord. From all disease, deliver us, O Lord. From all anxiety, deliver us, O Lord. From all fear, deliver us, O Lord. From a feeling of helplessness, deliver us, O Lord. From all worry, deliver us, O Lord. From all sadness, deliver us, O Lord. From all depression, deliver us, O Lord. From all despair, deliver us, O Lord. From all temptation, deliver us, O Lord. From all sin, deliver us, O Lord. From all oppression, deliver us, O Lord. From all poverty, deliver us, O Lord. From all selfishness, deliver us, O Lord. From all callousness, deliver us, O Lord. From all indifference to those in need, deliver us, O Lord. Please pause to pray for specific intentions and people. Let us pray. Lord, dear God, your mother knew the pain of watching someone she loved suffer. Through her fidelity to you, as mother and disciple, give to family members and relatives extra grace when their loved ones are sick. Help them to be surrounded by the compassionate love of you, your mother, and Saint Joseph, so that as the Holy Family, you may help them to become more and more aware of your powerful love for each of them. We know you are the divine physician and the ever-loving Son who cared for his mother even from the cross. Please pour out your grace on all who care for loved ones who are sick and suffering. We ask this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus, who lives with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us safely to everlasting life. Amen.